It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder here on 720 WGN. Kim, thank you very much. I live out in LaGrange. My kids go to LT High School, and the rivals of LT, Hinsdale Central and Hinsdale South, in the news yesterday. And my kids came home and said, did you hear about the student? A 16-year-old Hinsdale South student was charged on Wednesday with six felony weapons charges following threats that he made to a fellow student, and the plot thickens. On the line with us right now is WGN TV news reporter Tamon Bradley. How are you, Tamon?
I'm fantastic. How are you, Wendy?
Pretty good. All right. This is kind of scary to me. 16-year-old has been charged with six felony weapons charges. There was a post made to another student, I believe it was on Snapchat, and a student notified authorities and said, this is not looking right. Is that how it all started?
That's exactly right. A very disturbing story out there in suburban Darien, a really nice suburb. And the school says that they first got wind of this Monday night. Authorities already knew. They saw the Snapchat post. Apparently there was a threat made against a student. And also there were some other postings where this 16-year-old threatened to shoot up the school. And so authorities followed up on the tip. They searched the teen's house and actually told that they had the permission of the teen's guardian to search the house. And when they went in, they found that this 16-year-old had the weapons to be able to shoot up the school.
What was found at the house?
Well, it was an arsenal: guns, ammunition, explosives, knives, gas masks. Also, according to prosecutors, the teen had a Nazi uniform, Nazi posters and flags, a lot of very dangerous stuff there.
All right, all of that disturbing, not a single part of it not disturbing. How did he obtain all these weapons? Do we know?
That's a good question. That, you know, authorities are certainly going to want to get to the bottom of that. You know, this is a minor, so obviously he lived with his parents, and so they're going to want to find out what guardian would allow him to be able to amass an arsenal like that. That'll be part of the investigation going forward.
All right, a 16-year-old kid. I know that teenagers. I have two teenage boys. They're on Snapchat, Instagram, and all these social media accounts. I like to monitor their accounts. Maybe they have private ones that I'm unaware of, but I would certainly notice this paraphernalia if I looked inside their room.
Yeah, that's, you know, this is an important reminder, Wendy, that parents should be monitoring what their kids are doing on social media. That's one of the things that the superintendent of that district was stressing yesterday when we went out and talked to him. He said, you know, when it comes to social media, that's not private. You have to see what your kids are doing. If your kids are making threats, if your kid is being threatened, because remember, it was a fellow student that came forward and alerted the authorities. In terms of having the weapons, I mean, you do reach a certain age. I remember back being 16, as I'm sure you guys do too, where you want your own privacy. You don't want your parents in your room. You don't want them knocking on the doors. But obviously, you know, parents have to be very aggressive and find out what's going on. I mean, this was a major arsenal that this suspect allegedly had. So, you know, the parents have some responsibility when it comes to all this.
And was it just displayed openly? Because I'm telling you, parents go in there and change the sheets on their kids' bed. If you walked in the room, was it just visible? It wasn't like hidden anywhere?
You know, that's a very good question. What's really interesting is that when law enforcement arrived at the suspect's house, you know, they were there without a search warrant. They would have quickly moved to obtain it, but evidently they got permission to be able to go in, and they were able to quickly locate these items. So it does raise questions about, were they hidden? Were they out in the open? But, you know, obviously that raises all kinds of concerns. And just a reminder of parents, you have to check on what your kids are doing.
Tamon, to your knowledge, did the rest of the family, did the parents seem surprised or shocked that all this stuff was in their son's room?
Well, you know, we haven't heard any reaction from the parents, and obviously the suspect's identity is being kept secret, or at least we're not revealing the identity since it's a 16-year-old minor. So obviously very, very important questions. You know, I remember back in high school having friends that had an interest in swords and various weapons and things like that. And, it was a situation where those friends, their parents knew about it.
Yeah.
So it's hard to imagine that this individual's that someone wasn't aware, whether it was his friends or his family.
But what a huge gap there is between swords and a Nazi uniform and all those firearms.
But it's a crazy 16-year-old kid who probably thinks it's cool to have a Nazi uniform, too, you know?
I guess.
Well, that's, you know, again, that's where the parents come in. You have to explain that that's not cool. That's
right.
Not okay. You know, that represents hate, and you shouldn't have anything. And then threatening, you know, writing, intimidating, trying to intimidate someone using social media. That is not okay. That's, you know, that's where everyone involved, the entire community, has to make sure that the kid, you know, knows that that's a problem. And obviously, if you have, you know, you don't have a gas mask for hobby, right? Like,
right.
That's, you know, and knives and explosives. You know, it's unlikely that this was something he was using on the weekend to go in the backwoods and play with. This was someone, you know, who apparently wanted to do some harm. And, you know, that is something that immediately should raise a red flag with anyone involved. Obviously, other people had to have known.
I want to commend the student who turned this individual
sure.
in, because high school is a really awkward and uncomfortable time. And, you know, sometimes you're thinking, I don't want to tell anybody. I don't want to rat someone out.
Right.
I don't want to get in trouble myself. But thankfully, this student, and this was the particular student who was threatened, who brought it forward to the authorities.
Yeah, well, authorities are not saying exactly who brought it forward, but it would seem that it was the person who was threatened, Wendy and Bill. When you talk to the students there at Hinsdale, again, you know, really nice school out there in the northwest suburbs. Once they heard about this, you know, they were very concerned. I talked to a couple students yesterday who said they were out on a field trip. And when they heard, they were worried about, you know, their peers who were back at the school, worried that potentially something could happen there. And so, yes, you're absolutely right, Wendy, that young man should be, or young man or woman should
right.
be commended for coming forward. It's a difficult thing to do. You may be afraid in a situation like that where someone's making a threat against you, but it's, you know, it's a reminder that threats and things that you say, postings, have to be taken seriously. And obviously, if a young man has an arsenal as well, that has to be taken seriously.
But isn't it interesting, in a day and age where we keep hearing, if you see something, say something, a mere threat isn't really enough. Even if you see, if you say, hey, there's a kid in my class, he's always wearing a Nazi uniform, he's got a Nazi uniform, that's not enough. The problem is having that arsenal of weapons. That's where the problem
begins.
Yeah,
but you wouldn't have known that.
That's what I mean. Without that, say something, see something, say something, it A leads to B, it leads to C. So it ends up paying off.
That's right, Bill. And as we learn more, I mean, perhaps this the suspect's parents deserve some credit. Remember, the law enforcement would have had to obtain the search warrant, but evidently they cooperated and did allow the search to take place. No, you're absolutely right. Look, you know, a Nazi uniform is free speech, there are certain things you can say back and forth on social media to people that it may or may not be construed as a threat. So that gets very tricky. But, obviously, it's very important that the community follows up, if there is a potential threat and gets involved and you know, asks hard questions. Because, you know, there were always warning signs. Whenever we see these mass shootings and incidents of violence across our country, you know, there was always, oh, wow, yeah, so-and-so wore black all the time, or so-and-so was looking at strange websites online. There are always clues. And so it's important, you know, as you said, that people speak up. If you see something, say something.
And, you know, who knows? We're not in the parents' boat. Maybe they were well aware of this, and he's a 16-year-old kid who's not listening to his parents to get rid of it. We don't know that side of it either. But I'm just glad that the see something, say something happened before something did happen. It's sad that you want to go back to having false reports of killer, crazy clowns out there, because that's actually better than something like this.
That's a lot better. Maybe the clowns don't have an arsenal. You know, this guy had the firepower to be able to do some damage, yeah.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us. Tamon Bradley, WGN-TV news reporter. We can catch you, 4 to 6, and then again at 9?
You got it, Bill and Wendy.
Thanks so much, Tamon. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too.
All right, that's Tamon Bradley, as we said, from Channel 9 News.
What, you know, the parents gave in right away and said, yeah, maybe they need help.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there really are two sides to every story, but it's still scary. It's scary that it hits close to our neighborhood where we live, but this could happen at any other school. So really, I'd like to commend that student who, whether they told their parents or school officials, it definitely was handled before it could have gotten out of control.
Let's take a break, and then I want to extend this a little further. There was an incident at the University of Colorado in Boulder yesterday that has some ties to Chicago, and I'll explain that next. Stick around. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN.